truly outrageous that this is the... Whoops, I pulled down the wrong fader there, and you missed me saying that it's truly outrageous that that is the Vancouver mixtape debut of New Age Doom, a band whose name, sound, ethos, just so entirely up my alley that I honestly feel a wee bit ashamed that it's taken this long. That was from their 2023 record and collaboration with Tuva Band called There Is No End. The track was Time Lost, the shortest one on the record at 4 minutes and 59 seconds. They played the Victory Square Block Party last weekend and as just a duo, which included some vocal samples from Lee Scratch Perry, who they have also done an album with. If you don't know, he is... a dub reggae legend. Some credit him as the inventor of the remix.
Wow.
They just make new age doom music, I guess. Somehow I even missed them having two Pitchfork reviews in the high sevens. So
look at that.
Who knows?
Look at us playing Pitchfork bands.
Look at us playing
Vancouver Pitchfork tape.
Yeah, well. Maybe Pitchfork should play review more Vancouver albums, and then this wouldn't be unusual. Anyway,
hey, they just need to wait for them to abandon the band that was really great, and then start the new critically acclaimed band. What band am I talking about?
Definitely not Hotline TNT.
Definitely not Hotline TNT.
Before New Age Doom and Tuva Band, you heard Sam O.T. with the track North Yard. Also a performer at the Victory Square Block Party. We've played some other music by Sam O.T. under the name Triton in the past. And that set was kicked off by Dream Scene by Scarlet Fever, who also performed at Victory Square Block Party. And I wasn't sure about the drummer, but the two guitarists slash vocalists and bassist all had the same pair of shoes.
Important coordinated outfits.
Yeah, I mean, nothing else was coordinated, but the shoes themselves were. And they weren't even, like, all wearing, like, black shoes. They were all wearing the exact kind of shoe.
For some people, that is the only accessory that matters.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Those two tracks, Scarlet Fever and Sam O.T., played per request. So thanks for making a request. You can, I guess, Twitter is where that happens.
Instagram, I asked a question on Instagram. Once upon a time, we took phone calls, but
yeah, well,
no
one day we'll be back in the original studio. And you can even text us there.
Wow!
If we're in the studio. So
2024, baby!
I know, but not here where we are now. So don't get too excited. Don't start texting. Otherwise, whoever's up there right now, probably the Eucasterio guys will get a little confused.
Jesse!
I mean, you can text them if you want, but it won't be us.
Does not want to commit to us going back to the mountain anytime soon.
Whoa. I go up there all the time.
Which is why he probably doesn't want to go up there on a Sunday night.
Yeah, you know what? I had to drive up there last Sunday night, and let me tell you.
You miss it. We should do it every Sunday night up there. That's great.
So I had to get the sub closes at 10.
Yeah.
And the block party wrapped at like 8:45, 8:30. So I'm frantically packing up. Finally hit the road at like 9:10, 9:15. And I'm just like driving up Hastings. Really worked every red light. Every red
light. Of course. And then
also, it's the last day of the PNE. And so it's jammed.
Yeah.
Hastings and Renfrew is jammed. But then also, there's, as I drive past, traffic goes down to one lane because there are five Buster's tow trucks all
just
towing illegally or overparked cars. All at once, all just preventing each other and everyone else from leaving the scene. Anyway, enough of that. More music. Jamie, you wanted to play the new track by Kylie V next.
Yeah, have you ever heard of them, Jesse?
They're
very good. New music released by Kylie V, who is really feels like they're not going to be Vancouver scene exclusive. For much longer.
Seems that way. Trending that way.
trending towards really blowing up, as they say. Yeah, new record from Kylie V is coming out. We've got some of the first new music from it. The record is called Crash Test Plane. One of the tracks that we're going to play off of it is a little jam, a little soft jam called Anomaly.
Jamie, how's that spelled?
A-N-O-M-A-L-Y.
Great. Perfect. This is Anomaly by Kylie V.
If I have to ditch you, I've got to admit. That you've got a way of getting under my skin. And I didn't know at the time, but you. When I said the things that I really regret. When I laid down and let you in my mouth. All I could think about was our first house. It wasn't the prairies, but you said was fine. I don't know if I can change my own mind. I wanna build this from the ground up. I wanna leave for the given.
Let me speak to the people, Piccolo. Let me.
Cool by Two Girls, One Da from their new release, Two Girls, One Da Presents an Introduction. The demo is a first look, a compilation, a collection, some band songs, episode one, demo songs for the gays.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's what it is, Jesse.
Before that, you heard This Love by Ed Ziu from the record Tunnel Vision, and kicking things off was Anomaly by Kylie V.
Could you imagine if that was a Maroon 5 cover and we played it on the show? And it was just like a straight,
Yeah, why not?
Straight, why not?
I mean, I feel like we've played covers before, but...
We did play a Teen Days remix of a Earth, Wind & Fire song before either of us really listened to Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's true.
I'll never forget that, especially because somebody called in, and it was like, this is an Earth, Wind & Fire song, you absolute buffoon.
I can't believe how good this guy is at writing songs.
Gosh, this is
a classic.
This is really funky.
Wow.
These funky
one
songs.
Guy, huh?
Wow. Let's groove tonight. We're dopes. We're dopes.
Just a couple of silly white boys. Anyway, we are going to play some more music for you here on the Vancouver Mixtape. We only have 11 minutes left, so we're going to have to hustle. Jamie, you wanted to highlight this band, Rougarou, who are playing a show on the 29th of September, 3 Sundays from hence.
Yes, at the Cobalt.
And you might find us there, potentially. If you want to meet a real celebrity.
It's true.
Go somewhere else.
People know our faces, but we usually know them. So
yeah, the people who know our
the
faces.
The people who know our
generally.
Faces.
Or they've seen pictures.
But yeah, they are playing a show at the Cobalt with Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. I believe it is an EP release party.
That's CJSF for Joey Chaos.
Yes, yes, yes. Presented by Verboten. So you know it's going to have an atmosphere to it. And, of course, Show Faves Future Memories will be there as well. They're fun. They're constantly writing and adjusting the performance and getting better. So it's it never feels like the same show when you see future Mems.
Yeah, I just want to shout out Joey Chaos's radio program, Oh No Radio,
hey!
Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., and it also repeats on Wednesday afternoons. So check it out, cgsf.ca. And for now, check out this other band that's playing with Joey Chaos, Rougarou, which, hey, I'm reading a book about the Rougarou right now. Anyway, this is Mean Well.
bird note. With their bright yellow breasts and superlative songs, meadowlarks are among our most familiar and cherished birds. The eastern meadowlark's clear whistled music is the unmistakable anthem of eastern North America's farmlands and open country. The western meadowlark and its sweet liquid notes epitomize the natural expanses of the American West. Sadly, both meadowlarks face ominous threats. True to their name, they are birds of meadows and grasslands. Birds of such grassy habitats are among the fastest declining species in North America. How could this happen? Well, with most native grasslands transformed by settlement and farming, meadowlarks have turned to pastures and hayfields as habitat. But here, their nesting is often disturbed by overgrazing, the cutting of hay, and seasonal burning. More permanently disruptive, vast tracts of farmland are succumbing to suburban development. The meadowlark's best hope for the future lies in farmland and grassland conservation. There are agricultural practices that are compatible with the needs of birds, such as delaying hay cutting until nesting birds have fledged. And the Conservation Reserve Program enables landowners to keep their acreage in grasslands. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.